You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 144. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to make your impact while you hold down a job. I think it's a reality that many of us start our new pursuits while we're currently working. Today, I'll share 5 keys to asking for an alternative work arrangement. And you know what? I went through this same process years ago. I was pregnant with my first child and decided that I really wanted to work part-time. Was I nervous? Absolutely. But did all work out well? You bet. He's in college now, so it's been a few years, but I still remember the moments leading up to my conversation, followed by the exhilaration of the positive response I got. It was so validating. I felt valuable, and I was excited to find a way to balance work I loved with family time. So, what flexible work arrangement would help you balance your work, your family obligations, along with your focus on impact? What would you like to do with your current role? Set some goals and do your research. There are many different options available today, and they're far more prevalent now than when I asked for my flexible work arrangement. I say all that to say there is hope. Here are some alternative work arrangements to consider. So the first, a flexible schedule. So maybe you work 10 hours a day for 4 days to still hit your 40 hours. Perhaps you could just start a lot earlier or get in later and still work generally your 8 hours, but have a little time for your impact before or after work. Then there are all the work from home, also known as telecommuting, options. So you still devote those hours to your job, but you save on the commute time. And that, for many, can be a lot of minutes saved per week that you can use towards your impact or other pursuits. Possibly it combines with a flexible work schedule where, again, you're working, you know, a few hours, multiple days a week, longer hours, less days per week, different start times. If you put on your creative thinking cap, there's all kinds of ways you can combine your flexible schedule with your work from home or telecommuting job. The next option is job sharing. This one's not quite as popular or seen as often, but it's where you and a partner share a full-time position. It can be great for you and also your company. The company gets more bang for their buck as they let 2 people fill one position and gain the benefit of the full breadth of skills and education and insights of 2 people. Find a person with great complementary skills to yours, and you'll get the extra benefit yourself, and it might be easier for the company to say yes to you. It also gives them the opportunity for built-in coverage for vacations as well. And then, of course, there's just the traditional part-time. You decide that you're not going to work a full-time position, and you're going to work some number of fewer hours. That definitely gives you more time to make your impact. And once you start crunching the numbers with a part-time position, the hit to your wallet might not be quite as big as you realize. I mean, you have to factor in possibly saving money on meals out, whatever you're spending on your commute, your dry cleaning bill, if you're wearing less clothes that are fancier that need that kind of extra attention. So when you start, again, crunching those numbers and looking to see what you save money on by not going to work full time, you might be able to make it work. I always encourage my clients to use a wipe the slate clean brainstorming for things like this. If you immediately say, oh, part-time's never going to work before you do the exploration, you might miss out on a great opportunity. Same goes for all of these. I mean, you might immediately tell yourself, my boss or my company would never go for that. But, you know, you never know until you start exploring and thinking about what would be the great benefit for them and how could you really bill it so that they say yes. So I'll say again, put on your creative thinking cap as you explore all the different options for finding more time to make your impact. Once you know what kind of flexible arrangement you're looking for, get ready. Start putting together a presentation or formal written proposal if you think that you'll need that. If you don't think you'll need the formal written proposal, at least have your bulleted items that you're going to share when you meet with your boss. Start by anticipating what the issues will likely be for your boss. Make a list and address each of them in writing prior to the meeting. Be very specific. These items will become your proposal. I wouldn't reference having children at home in the proposal or anything like that. At least not specifically. However, talk about your desire to balance your rewarding career with your outside responsibilities and pursuits. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm trying to make an impact or do a side hustle or anything like that in your proposal. And also if it's about family stuff, you don't necessarily have to flat out say I have children at home. You can, however, talk about your desire to balance your rewarding career with your outside responsibilities and pursuits. Here are the basic topics I'd keep in mind while you're thinking about potential issues. So, one, the purpose. And again, keep the focus on what's in it for the boss and the business. So, the purpose from their perspective would be retention of a great employee, increased productivity, you know, less burnout. You can really focus if you're working that flexible arrangement. Increased effectiveness. The next is consider the schedule and already have that outlined. So if you're planning on a flexible work schedule or telecommuting, outline the days you plan to work or work from home. What hours and what your total schedule will be. Are you working towards being full-time or part-time? If you're job sharing, who will work what hours? Will there be some overlap in your schedule for seamless delivery of the services that you'll both be providing? Consider communication. How will everyone stay in touch with you? How will your coworkers and customers contact you while you're working from home? How will you communicate the change? How will you access email and digital information from home? If you'll work part-time, will you be available for emergencies? Or if you job share, how will you and your partner communicate to provide the seamless full-time work? Consider your physical setup. What will your home office setup be? Do you have a separate room or space away from home and family distractions? Do you have the office equipment required? Plan out an evaluation period. This will make it more comfortable for your boss or your employer to say yes. So set a time frame during which you and your boss can reevaluate whether or not the new schedule is working. Maybe you'll say 3 to 6 months with the time scheduled for interim evaluation with opportunity to discuss any problems and resolve them. Indicate that either party can terminate the arrangement at the end of the trial period. I would definitely plan ahead for specific scheduled time to go over issues. You don't want to wait till the end of your trial 3 or 6 month period to sit down for the first time. Because at that point, perhaps there were unidentified problems that have created resentment and frustration in your boss. So in that evaluation period that you're going to propose, I would definitely indicate how often you'll meet and if that's going to be on the phone or in person, and maybe even already put it in the calendar. Next, cover job duties. Make a list of the job duties that can be performed seamlessly from home. Or if you plan to go part-time, what's going to slide off your plate altogether? And that is really important. A lot of times I see scope creep happen where we say, I'm going part-time, but you don't get rid of any responsibilities. And basically you're working to exhaustion in fewer hours to get the same amount of work done. So make sure that you're proposing what's going to happen to that extra work. Provide details of how it will be transparent to customers where applicable. The last thing I'd include is a list of examples of any departments or people in your organization who already allow telecommuting, part-time, job sharing, flex time. Indicate that you feel that you have the same work ethic and are committed to making this a success. Discuss that many organizations are now using this kind of work arrangement for recruitment and retention of high-quality employees. Help them focus on the decreased stress and added productivity that they'll get from you as you find better work, life, and impact balance overall. So if you're thinking about creating a flexible or alternative work arrangement, I hope that these simple tips have helped you so that you can carve out the time that you need to really focus on making your important impact in this world. Get out there and make your impact, and until next time, make it a great day. And if you're finding value here, please reach out to me. I want to hear from you. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab and connect. And if you want to see today's show notes, go to episode 144 and you can find the bulleted information of what I've discussed today. Until next time, make it a great day.